From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. North Korea is warning that the joint naval drills planned by South Korea and the U.S. this weekend will push the Korean Peninsula to the brink of war. And the BBC's Chris Hogg reports there was more artillery fire from the north today, although it was not aimed at any South Korean targets.
A few dozen residents who were left on the island scrambled for the bomb shelters when they first heard the explosions, but some emerged soon after, once it was clear they were not in any immediate danger. The incident shows just how tense the situation is in that area. The blasts were heard just after the commander of the United States forces in South Korea, General Walter Sharp, visited the island to see for himself the damage caused by Tuesday's shelling.
The BBC's Chris Hogg in Seoul. Many retailers have already opened their doors on this, the traditional start of the holiday shopping season. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, one town in Massachusetts is trying to control the early morning madness.
Far from the inner city streets, police in the usually calm coastal community of Dartmouth are worrying about violent offenders lurking in the shadows of Walmart and the parking lots of the mall.
Soccer moms. They can be tough when they're going after those flat-screen TVs.
Police Chief Timothy Lee is backing a measure requiring stores to get prior approval to open early and to have extensive security plans in place.
We're looking to prevent any disorder, from the fistfights in the aisles to the individual Walmart employee last year who was killed in the stampede. You know, we want to make sure no one gets hurt. They're going out Christmas shopping. Doesn't have to be a dangerous activity.
Lee says the measure is a compromise meant to be more business-friendly. The original idea was to ban the doorbuster sales altogether. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The stock market reopens this morning after the Thanksgiving holiday. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports the resurging debt crisis in Europe could weigh heavily on investors' minds.
In Europe, the yield rose on government bonds issued by Ireland and Portugal, a sign that investors are getting worried about their prospects for paying off debt. Ireland has agreed to seek help from a special fund set up this year by European officials. The concern now is that the crisis could spread to Spain, a much bigger economy that would be costly to prop up. The head of the German central bank said he thought the fund should be expanded, but German and French leaders quickly squelched that idea. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.
A new study finds that secondhand smoke kills more than 600,000 people worldwide each year. Armando Peruga with the World Health Organization says secondhand smoke has its biggest impact on women, but a third of the deaths each year are among children under the age of five.
Mostly in regions like Africa and Southeast Asia.
Peruga says the deaths from secondhand smoke exposure are on top of the estimated 5 million deaths caused directly by smoking each year. The findings are published today in the British Medical Journal Lancet. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Pakistan say they've foiled a plot to bomb a mosque and some government buildings in the country's capital. Officers have apprehended two would-be suicide bombers. One was wearing an explosive vest and was heading for a mosque to detonate a blast during prayers today. One of the biggest games on the college football schedule today features an undefeated team that has one of the nation's most impressive players. But NPR's Mike Pesca reports that Auburn and its quarterback Cam Newton will be facing a tough Alabama team.
The yearly meeting between Alabama and in-state rival Auburn is called the Iron Bowl, and it has often been a step to a national championship. That was the case last year when eventual national champion Alabama fell behind early but mounted a comeback. This year, it is the Auburn Tigers who are in line to play for a championship should they win the game, but the host, Crimson Tide, are actually the favorites. One undercurrent to the contest is the ongoing question over the eligibility of Cam Newton. The NCAA is investigating allegations that Newton's father asked for money from a different school which was interested in his son's services. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Winter weather advisories are posted in the Northeast today with light snow and a mix of precipitation expected from New York State to Maine. Mike Terry with the National Weather Service says the central U.S. and parts of the West are still in the grips of cold weather.
We are dry, at least in terms of precipitation falling over the West, but we do have still a rather extensive snow cover from that same system that moved through there earlier in the week. And it is still quite cold out west. That's where the cold air is right now, although the cold air is spreading south and east.
Terry says the cold front will be preceded by heavy rain and thunderstorms in some areas. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for